The Appropriations Committee will come to order. Ms. Rosa, would you please call the roll?
Chair Trumbull.
Here.
Vice Chair McClure.
I'm here.
Ranking Member Duran.
Here.
Representatives Alexander. Andrade.
Here.
Avila.
Here.
Brown. Burton.
Here.
Bush. Diamond. Drake.
Yes.
Driscoll. Fine. Geller. Grawl. Grant. Latvala. Leek. Masullo. Umfroy.
Here.
Payne.
Here.
Perez. Plakin. Renner. Roth. Stevenson.
Here.
Tomco. Wilhite. Williams. Williamson. Ex officio Clemens.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thanks so much, Ms. Rosa. Members and folks in the audience would like to remind everybody to silence your electronic devices. Also, if you'd like to speak, to please fill out an appearance form. We're going to take up one bill. It's going to be House Bill 5D relating to condominiums and cooperative associations. Representative Perez, you're recognized to explain that bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and there is an amendment as well, but I'll give a brief background of the bill. Members, everything in this bill, as far as the topics are concerned, were discussed in the House and eventually voted off the House in a bipartisan manner and unanimously. There are some minor details that have changed, and it was through the ongoing conversations and negotiations with the Senate in order for us to get a product that can get across the finish line and eventually signed by the governor. So I want to walk through the details of some of those changes. With regard to the inspections, the statewide inspections, which are defined in this bill as a milestone inspection, the term is different, but the concept is the same that we had in the House. So after a building reaches 30 years of age, at that point and every 10 years thereafter, a milestone inspection will have to take place. If the building is within 3 miles of the coastline, once it reaches 25 years of age, that inspection will take place, and then every 10 years thereafter, the same for those buildings that are not within 3 miles of the coastline. The question is, what is the milestone inspection? And I'll break it down into two phases. Phase one is where a licensed architect or engineer performs a visual examination. Assuming that the condominium passes phase one, then phase two wouldn't exist. But if it were to fail phase one, phase two would come into play, where it would have to be performed for any substantial structural deterioration once it's identified during phase one. And then you would begin to get into the category of how to fix these problems as far as the money is concerned and the timing is concerned. When we're talking about the structural integrity reserve study, the reserve study will be completed at least every 10 years. The reserve study's purpose is so that a condominium and the condominium owners understand the amount of funds that have to be used, or I should say recuperated, through the reserves. The reserves really was one of the sticking points in this bill. I think it's the most important part of this bill. Before we pass this bill, what's existing law is that an association can waive reserves. And so the requirement is there to recover the funds, but it can be waived legally by the association. That will no longer be an option. And I think that's the most important part of this bill, because making sure that the reserves are there so that maintenance for structural integrity components is maintained moving forward is a must to make sure that the tragedy that happened at Surfside doesn't happen to any other condominium in the state of Florida. We also have some transparency issues here, making sure that when there is a sale of a unit, that the buyer understands the history of this condominium association, the reserve requirements, and where they are within that category to fulfill the reserve requirement. And lastly, the state of Florida and the division will investigate condominiums and cooperative complaints related to the procedural completion of the milestone structural inspections and structural integrity reserve studies. And so we'll make sure that we hold those condominiums accountable, and we'll be able to investigate that on behalf of the state. And members, that is a general description of the bill.
Very good. There is an amendment. You are recognized to explain Amendment 1, barcode 769221.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The amendment is fairly simple. It's to make sure that single-family, two-family, or three-family dwellings with three or fewer habitable, that are habitable, are not included in the requirements within the bill.
Very good. Members, are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions, we do not have any public testimony on the amendment. We're in debate. Seeing no debate, you recognize the close?
We close.
Debate on the amendment? Okay. Having waived close, all those in favor of the adoption of the amendment signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show that amendment is adopted. Members, we are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions of the sponsor? Seeing no questions, we move to public testimony. Oh, you have a question? Representative Stevenson, you're recognizing questions.
Thank you, Chairman. Chair Perez, I had a question on the reserves requirements. Is it the intention that that this is effectively a line item reserve as a part opposed to a pooled structural reserve?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The way that we interpret it currently is we believe for the structural integrity components, pooling will be able to take place. I think the important part to this response is that a structural integrity component or a line item for one of these structural integrity components outlined in the bill will not be able to be transferred to a non structural component. So I would, what I like to call the cosmetics. The cosmetics will not be able to have funds pushed their way from what was recuperated specifically for structural integrity purposes.
Thank you.
Any other questions, members? Seeing no other questions, we do not have any public appearance forms. We're in debate. Oh, well, we do. We do have one, I'm sorry. Yeah, no worries. Sir, can you check to see if your mic's on, Ms. Rosa, would you? There we go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Better, sorry. I was running over from the Senate. I wanted to thank the sponsor and you and the House for continuing to work on this issue, even though, we had worked many, many hours during session and didn't quite get it finished. 11 months ago today was the worst building collapse in the history of the United States. And it happened in our state. That deserved a not only a response, but something meaningful. And we appreciate the work that Representative Perez and the counterparts also obviously in the Senate have done to make sure that not only do we have something, it's not just window dressing, it actually does something that I think is going to help communities. There's pieces in this that we'll continue to work and look and listen to associations and make sure that we have their input and get it right. But I just wanted to, I didn't want this to pass without me saying thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Any other folks wishing to speak? Seeing none. Members, we are in debate. Representative Geller, you're recognized in debate.
This is a very good piece of legislation. I really have to just thank Rep. Perez for sticking with this. They almost got it done during session. This is what special sessions are for. This is when you almost get there and you can't quite, and you need to come back, and hard work gets it done. That was my district that condo was in. So thank you, Rep. Perez. Thank you for sticking with this. Thank you for fighting for all the people that this is going to protect. This is the kind of thing that makes me proud to be a member of this legislature. Thank you.
Any other debate, members? Representative Bonfoy, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Chair. Representative Perez, thank you so very much. I live in a condo, and I'm 55 old community because I take care of my grandmother. She's 92, and we didn't want to move her out of her environment. And I'm always at the condo association meetings where they're trying to waive these fees. And so I thank you for closing that loophole because it does put them in a mess. We just did our 50 year and they're traumatized and we have to figure some stuff out. So thank you for helping us out and you rock, as you know, I feel that way about you. Bye.
High praise. Any other debate? Seeing no other debate, you recognize the close. Wave close. Ms. Rosa, would you please call the roll?
Chair Trumbull?
Yes.
Vice Chair McClure?
Yes.
Ranking Member Duran?
Yes.
Representatives Alexander?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Avila?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
Bush? Diamond?
Yes.
Drake?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Geller?
Yes.
Grohl?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Latvala?
Yes.
Leek?
Yes.
Masullo?
Yes.
Onfroy?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Plakin?
Yes.
Renner?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Yes.
Tomko?
Yes.
Wilhite?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Williamson?
Yes.
Ex officio Clemens?
Yes.
Members, by your vote, we will show House Bill 5D reported favorably. Members, that does it for the second Appropriations Committee of the day. Seeing no other, if there's no other business before our committee, Representative Tomko moves we rise. No objection. We are adjourned. Thank you all.